Hi, everyone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Too Niche.
I'm Laura.
I'm Elizabeth.
And today we're going to get a little dark because I think we've spent a little too much time in the light on this podcast.
Very light filled.
And I think it's important to have a balance when it comes to hauls. So today we're going to haul something that might leave you in a bad state. But the good news is that after we haul what we're about to haul, you can go back and listen to Soft Life Essentials. You can listen to both bottled water hauls.
And you could even listen to, I would say, a Housewife Singles haul.
Yeah, and then you'll feel fine again.
And you'll feel A-okay. So today, we're going there. We are hauling corporate American eco disasters.
Okay, I'm really passionate about this haul because not only is this list endless, we're just scratching the surface of ecological disasters committed by American corporations. So this could be a multi-parter. This is a haul that continues. I like it when the haul is endless.
Right, and we're just starting from point A and seeing where it goes. And you are passionate about this. And I am learning as we go. And I'm excited for an education. I'm a little scared. But I also think that for this show, where we spend so much time getting into the delights of life, the niches that bring us joy, getting into this topic makes those joy-filled topics that much more important.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said you're scared because you should be, and everyone listening should be as well. But you should also feel kind of good because no matter what you've done in your life to contribute to Trash Island,
no matter how many Zara hauls you've done in your existence,
yeah, no matter how many Shein orders you've placed online or how many planes you've been on, you will never ever come close to the atrocities that these companies have wreaked on both humanity, nature, and animals.
So how are we going to grade said eco-disasters today?
We have to grade by, like, I think the amount of
devastation. Okay, is that a higher grade or a lower grade?
That's the highest grades for this is, like, I'm grading, like, A plus is like true evil Marvel villain mode.
Okay.
Of like pollution, people affected. I'm looking at, like, did people die? Are people getting cancer? How many animals have died? Have you wiped out an entire species? How many millions of gallons of oils or coal was spilled? Was a community's drinking water affected? Are you poisoning people? And if you're hitting all of those, and then I think in some of them, you're even like going the extra mile by writing stuff off on your taxes and getting like richer from it, then that's an A plus eco disaster.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
But like all of these are D minus F level devastation, yeah. But we're taking it the other way.
Yeah, we're looking at it from a haul perspective, right? Of like, if I was like the CEO of a gas company and I was like, I want to haul my fellow CEOs, I would want to know, like,
this is basically Glassdoor.
Yeah, this is Glassdoor. And also, I just want to feel better because I feel like a lot of times the, like, onus is put on the people to, like, do something about their own consumption. And I'm sick of taking responsibility for that.
Yeah, and no longer should you be shouldering that. Question, who makes your sweatshirt, really quick before we continue?
Le Tien.
Okay, it's really good. Thanks. Great cut.
It's a great, great sweatshirt. We should do a sweats haul eventually.
For sure. I just had to like get in a quick fashion shout out.
Thank you. I've been on a real, all I ever want to do is buy sweats. And I stop myself a lot of the time. But then last night when I was like compiling this list, I got on a tangent of like looking at this brand called Gallery Department.
Oh, yes.
I did not know that $600 sweatpants existed. And now that I know, I've never needed a pair of $600 sweatpants more. And the sad thing is, to tie it back to this haul, if I was a CEO of like one of these companies, I would have one closet that was just dedicated to $600 sweatpants. So I've been making a big sacrifice by not being involved.
I want you to have those sweatpants.
I know. So we just need this podcast to get $600 million downloads.
Well, if anything's going to attract advertisers, it's this topic. So, okay, where should we start? Are we going to go by year?
Let's start with one that I think we can all agree on is like when you think of like a huge oil spill, you think of like these first two as like the oil spills.
Okay.
So the Exxon Valdez oil spill, 1989. I was only 5.
I was 4.
And the Exxon Valdez, an oil tanker owned by Exxon, struck a reef in Prince William Sound, Alaska. It spilled approximately 11 million gallons of crude oil. The spill caused widespread environmental damage and affected wildlife such as sea otters, seals, and countless birds. So in the immediate aftermath of any oil spill, it immediately affects fish, seabirds, and other marine animals. And that's like very obvious because, you know, those like little ducklings that are covered in oil that then Dawn uses as their like marketing tool for how great their soap is. Like that is actually an incredible like capitalist twist where you use an oil spill to your own advantage. And that's like not unlike what we're doing here on this podcast, but that's one of the immediate effects is that animals will get coated in oil. They can be killed by either poisoning or suffocation. And when their fur or feathers are oil drenched, it can affect their ability to regulate their body temperature. It affects their natural buoyancy. And birds will ingest the oils when they try to preen themselves. And it can cause it damage to their gastrointestinal tracts.
It's bad.
So it's really
bad. You know what this reminds me of? And I'm for anyone else out there who's a bellhead, I'm sure you're right there with me. But Saved by the Bell, season 3, episode 11.
Whoa.
Pipe dreams. The classic line, stop the drilling, stop the oil. The premise was that they found an oil source on this new football field. And so they all thought they were going to get rich. Simultaneously, they were doing like a natural animal habitat study in a science class. And then,
wait, I love them finding it. Who found it? Like they were like at football practice and like it was Beverly Hillbilly style where exactly. It's just like, oh my God.
And they're like, we're all going to get rich. But what is so funny to me, first of all, hold the phone. Like, you're at a public school. You're not going to, Zach Morris, you're not getting this money, first of all. Second of all, so then they, like, the B storyline was that they were, like, doing this outdoor animal experiment. And then the duck that they had bonded with ended up in the oil spill.
Wow.
Covered in oil. And it was dramatic.
So they got to see firsthand.
Yeah, and that is my experience with oil drilling and the devastating repercussions.
Yeah, I think I've always been haunted by just like any images of animals covered in oil and like animal damage really speaks to me. But then I'm now thinking about Beverly Hillbillies and just this kind of very American idea that you could strike, like, hit oil at any time and become like obscenely wealthy and like everything could change. And just like oil has been marketed so well in that way.
Great PR.
Great PR. Like, did a company just, what company really thought of Beverly Hillbillies? Because I could see it being like big oil.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. So crude oil also, if you come into contact with it as like a human being, it can fuck up your like respiratory system. It can cause like, it can really aggravate asthma. It can cause skin problems such as like rashes, dermatitis. It's really bad for you.
So I'm going to give the Exxon Valdez oil spill a B plus.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna
it sounds
it
really
too.
Treacherous. I think that it went down in history as a really awful spill. I think just the fact that it took place in 1989, for me, it just, the rating goes down because it's not as fresh.
Yeah, it's not as fresh. It also happened in Alaska, which I think people are kind of like, who cares? Like, it's not really on like our radar as far as the like continental United States. A lot, it's kind of just like up there.
Out of sight, out of mind.
It's really out of sight, out of mind.
People view it, although still really fucked up. And I'm still convinced this is what inspired the Saved by the Bell episode.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, I'm just going to see if there's any deaths. I Googled the just Google image and I see that it killed a whale. So that gives it definite. I think if you're killing whales, you're an automatic B plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing lower.
And just so you're, if like you're like suicidal listening right now, don't worry about it, because guess what? I would venture to say no one listening to this podcast has ever been responsible for the death of a whale. And these people, there are people out there who have are solely responsible for like a whale's death.
Yeah, this is meant to give you a boost.
Yeah, so go, you know what, buy a few things from Zara. Give yourself a little treat. Yeah, I think it was mostly birds that died or animals. So I'm going to also give it, I'm going to give it a B. Next up, one that I think we can all also remember. Deepwater Horizon oil spill. That was in 2010. And it was an explosion on the Deepwater Horizon offshore drilling rig in the Gulf of Mexico, led to the largest marine oil spill in history. The rig was operated by BP, and the disaster resulted in the death of 11 workers and the release of approximately 4.9 million barrels of oil into the Gulf. Less oil spilled than Exxon Valdez.
But how many gallons are in a barrel?
Oh, that's good to Google. I was just going by numbers. One oil barrel is 42 liquid gallons. So that would be
42 times 4.9 million. All you mental mathies out there.
That is 2,058,000,000 gallons.
Not great.
Wow. That's a lot of oil being spilled in that Gulf. 11 worker deaths and a horrible Hollywood movie version starring Kate Hudson and Mark Wahlberg.
Wait,
remember that?
I never
that?
Saw this.
Mm-hmm. Deepwater Horizon movie, 2016 action thriller starring Mark Wahlberg, Kurt Russell, Kate Hudson, John Malkovich, Gina Rodriguez, Dylan O'Brien, star-studded cast.
Homework.
Star-studded cast.
I wish I would have, my one regret is that I wish I would have watched that before this haul. Come in with like a little bit more surface knowledge.
Well, actually, okay. Guys, I don't think BP is technically British Petroleum, yet they have that thing on the Gulf of Mexico, and then they have headquarters, American headquarters in Houston. I'm counting them as like American operated somewhat.
They definitely have roots down here in America. Who owns now?
British Petroleum, better known as BP, is a global oil company based in the United Kingdom. It's the fourth largest oil company in the world after PetroChina, Sinopec, and Saudi Aramco. Oh my God. One of the top five shareholders of BP is BlackRock, that also is one of the top shareholders in one of our other eco disasters that's coming up. Okay, I'm going to say it is a somewhat American company because it merged with an American energy company called Imoco in 1998. And then in 2000, BP Imoco acquired Atlantic Richfield Co., which is ARCO. So that's another like gas station. So then, and then it became a 33.5% owner of like the Olympic pipeline. So I think what I think it's as American comes.
Sounds BP's like
living
me.
The American dream.
Yeah. It's basically apple pie.
Okay. So Deepwater Horizon spill definitely affected marine mammals and sea turtles. Marine mammal researchers concluded that exposure to the oil caused a wide range of adverse health effects, such as reproductive failure and organ damage. Animals killed by these effects contributed to the largest and longest marine mammal unusual mortality event ever recorded in the Gulf of Mexico.
I believe I actually saw a piece about shrimp on the Gulf of Mexico that all had like wild growths on them. It was a real do not eat experience.
Yeah, so like even if you eat fish or shrimp that has been exposed to oil, oil has a lot of like heavy metals in it, and so you're basically ingesting like heavy metals. So like, I mean, I don't know where a lot of the shrimp I eat comes from. I just know I like shrimp. So chances are we've all have a little bit of BP in us.
We do. We should get a cut.
I know. And so for that and for just like really fucking things up, high death toll, I'm going to give it an A. I'm going to give it an A.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Got the Hollywood spinoff movie. So people got to like, celebrities got to make a little bit of money off of it. I would imagine that if BP executives were smart, they would have funded that movie to make people look like really heroic and like show the good sign of like heroes involved.
I'm living in regret that I didn't know that this movie existed until just now.
Yeah, I don't
know.
And I
stand by that. But yeah, I think if it's getting the Hollywood treatment, it's at least half a grade up.
Yeah. And just the sheer volume of like over a billion gallons of oil just dumped into the ocean that we all as a globe, the citizens of the planet Earth share. That's a material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great job, Deepwater Horizon. Next up. I think that this is what inspired, I would venture to guess.
Yes.
Today's uplifting haul. We've got the Norfolk Southern derailment of 2023.
Yeah, just a month ago. Was it even a month ago? It feels like yesterday.
February 3rd, 2023.
Okay. A little bit over, almost 2 months ago. 38 cars of a Norfolk Southern freight train carrying hazardous materials derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. And the train carried a cargo of chemical compounds, vinyl chloride, butyl acrylate, 2-ethoxyl acrylate, and ethylene glycol monobutyl ether. It derailed in a town with a population of about 2,000 citizens, and then several rail cars burned for more than 2 days because the crews decided that the best course of action would be to do a controlled burn of all the chemicals, because I guess if they didn't burn them, they'd be even worse, which like isn't like, that's like the logic behind like zombie movies a lot of the time, is that you have to like burn the bodies, because if you just let them fester, then more people can get infected. So just to like give you an example of like how horrible
the line of thinking.
Yeah. The burn released hydrogen chloride and phosgene into the air. So as a result, residents within a 1 mile radius were evacuated. Emergency response was initiated from agencies in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. The groundwater and just like soil contamination kind of remains an unknown factor. Norfolk Southern is hiring people, I think, privately to go in and like test the areas and make sure it's okay, which I think a lot of people are saying like it is okay to, but these people had headaches for like days.
And the animals, like people's house pets, were having visceral reactions just days after. And this is actually one of the ways that I think social media is such a positive thing. Truly the only avenue in which it is beneficial is that it shines a light and it allows people to speak in real time to something that's this disastrous and really show what the ramifications are, because I learned about it from TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the type of thing that, unless you're really, really paying attention to the news, which I don't recommend, you know, being like 24/7 on top of it, just for your own mental, you might have missed this.
And the news cycle turns over so quickly,
right,
that it's like the kind of thing that you're just like, oh, well, like I forgot that this happened. But yeah, it's like a serious ordeal.
And then over the weekend, we got word from some Two Niche listeners, hello to you, that there was a mandatory water bottle drinking alert that went out to people in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So was this related? Because this here says that it affected Pennsylvania.
Oh, more than 8,000 gallons of latex finishing solution spilled into Otter Creek, a Delaware River tributary in Bucks County on Friday night. So even in the time between you and I deciding we're going to do this haul and doing the research, another eco disaster happened.
So hot right now.
They really are. And I think like people don't realize, and I don't realize either, like even looking up train derailments, there have been like four more train derailments that spilled chemicals onto the ground since, there's been more than that, but since this big one in Ohio.
But did Gwyneth crash into the skier or not?
This is what I'm saying. You have to let Gwyneth ski. You have to let her just do her thing, because while you're paying attention to something else, literally a train is derailing in your state and probably leaching cancer-causing chemicals into your water supply and killing you. And you don't know it because these companies have so much money, they can just cover it up, or they just trust that like people will care for like 3 days and then they'll stop caring. And that's kind of true.
That's what's happening.
But now this is does not have to do with this Pennsylvania drinking water. It's actually just a different eco spill. So maybe we should just haul that while we're at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what are the deets?
Here's what we know and don't know about the Delaware River latex spill from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Everyone got a tap water advisory text on Sunday afternoon. What a delightful way to deal with your Sunday scaries, is you're literally just like stressed a little bit, hungover. You're like anxious about the week ahead. Crushing
anxiety.
Yeah, you don't want to go to sleep, but you also don't want to be awake and you don't want to work the next day.
You got a little drunk at brunch to just like try to soothe it, and then you get this alert on your phone.
You maybe took an edible mid-afternoon, but it's
just going to watch Bill Maher.
Yeah, hasn't really helped. Instead, it's caused a bit of an edge. Then a text comes through that says, don't drink your water anymore. You must drink bottled water because your water is basically poison. The cause was a chemical spill from a Bucks County plant into a Delaware River tributary that feeds into a Philadelphia water processing facility. Current guidance from city officials says residents should be able to guzzle and cook with tap water through Tuesday afternoon, but that could change. I love that, being in today's modern age. Yeah, just be like, it's nothing inspires more trust than getting a text from like the local government saying, you know what? I think you'll be fine till Tuesday. Feel free to just like take showers and cook and drink as much water. Stay hydrated first and foremost, but also stay tuned because things could change on a dime.
Like and subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Apparently it's safe until Wednesday evening to drink the tap water.
Okay.
Originally, they said it would be safe until about 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday. That seems negligible. Like, once I get the text that water's not safe to drink, I'm not going to drink the water anymore.
No.
They're performing lots of tests from the treatment plants to just, like, see what the deal is. How'd the spill happen? It occurred at the Trinseo plant in Bristol, Bucks County on Friday. The company said it was an equipment failure. It dumped about 81,000 gallons of latex emulsion solution into Otter Creek. Latex emulsion solution is about 50% water and 50% latex polymer. It also contains butyl acrylate. That was another chemical from Norfolk Southern. So there's a little bit of that in the mix.
The gang's all here.
Yeah, it overflowed on the on-site containment system, entered a storm drain, and then it flowed into Otter Creek and then the Delaware River. I wouldn't feel comfortable drinking water if I was in the state of Pennsylvania at this point. You're getting it from all angles. Philly and the side that touches Ohio. So the three main chemicals that were released by the spill, ethyl acrylate, methyl macrathylate, and butyl acrylate. Oh, a spokesperson said the risks associated with them are, quote, very low. I love that. And that people who ingest water should not suffer any near-term symptoms or any acute medical conditions.
Oh.
Boiling the tap water won't remove the chemicals, but you can still bathe and wash dishes with the contaminated water. What's going on? How is this like? I don't understand how then the news reports this.
To quote the fallen Erica Jane, things are grim.
Right now it's grim. Ethyl acrylate, this is good to just know because you're probably going to drink some of it soon. Yeah. This is used in paints and plastic, and there's some weak evidence that it can cause cancer. I love just like a weak evidence. Acute exposure can cause headaches, drowsiness, and nausea. Methacrylate. This resin is commonly used as cement in dentistry and orthopedic surgery. It is not considered a carcinogen. That's great. Butyl acrylate, if inhaled in large quantities, this flammable chemical can cause respiratory issues. It can also cause irritation if it comes into contact with eyes or skin. So you may have cancer brewing, your eyes bleeding, skin peeling, boils everywhere, but at least you'll be covered in a resin that's not a carcinogen.
I don't have words.
I love, this is really encouraging. According to Keeve Notchman, associate professor of environmental health and engineering at Johns Hopkins, he says people need to drink water that is contaminated at fairly high levels for a long time before we anticipate any potential negative health effects. Trace amounts of these chemicals won't induce a reaction in people with latex allergies. This is why, though, I don't understand why there would be any bad chemicals in water that people pay to drink. Doesn't everyone has to pay for water, right? That's mm-hmm. a utility that either your apartment building manager company pays for, or like you pay for if you own a house, or based on whatever your deal is. So then you pay, and then you also get to be poisoned just a teeny bit by,
but not enough for you to feel it.
So you'd have to be like extra. But now everyone's saying you need to hydrate more than ever. So like, what if you just get on a real hydration kick and you're like, I'm going to go water challenge 3 liters a day, 30 days out of the month.
Keep going, girl. Like one of those.
Yeah. Where you get your big girl water bottle and you start to go off.
Almost there.
I feel bad for our Philly hydrators.
I know.
They are thirsty.
Love you guys.
This is just like insane. It's insane that a news source would print anything that's like trace chemicals are okay.
They're like, heads up. I don't think that I'm no doctor or scientist. It's very evident in this conversation, but I just think that there's something so, yes, educate and let people know what's going on, but it doesn't seem solution oriented at all.
No, and I think we're all kind of in a mindset of like, oh, this is just going to happen. But now maybe it's good that it's happening, or there is more visibility around this kind of stuff, like right. you were saying. But it's also like we've let this be okay collectively for so long that it's like, how do you even stop this kind of thing now? Because these people make so much money, like, all these chemicals make money. And also, I mean, it does create jobs for people. It's like people have to work, you know what I mean? But I'm spooked.
So to grade it out the gate.
Out the gate, I mean, I'm going to say it's a C, because 8,000 gallons, comparatively speaking, not that much. No deaths so far. But it is affecting like a huge population.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll bump it up to a C plus.
And what about those who don't have access to a bottled water?
Well, they have until Wednesday night now. But also it's like you should just be able to drink the water that comes out of your sink. Like in a perfect world, you would just be comfortable doing that. You wouldn't need to like filter it more.
Right.
Or like get an alternate water source.
I think we've just like moved past that. Because if it isn't the water, then it's the pipes.
I'm obsessed with the, so this company that owns this chemical spill, the company that's like owns the plant responsible is called Trinzio. And I'm like, what is this company? Like, what are they? It's all these like really vague companies with like names that you really don't know what's like going
holding
on.
Holding companies.
Yeah. And yeah. like, it's just all very like, what's like even BP where you're like, who even owns that? What is it? Is it American? Is it British? Like Trinzio is a specialty material solutions provider that partners with companies to bring ideas to life in an imaginative, smart, and sustainably focused manner.
That was word salad.
Like what would you even say that is? If I told you, if you were like, what do you do? And then I said that, you'd be like, okay. And then you would stop talking to me at the party.
I would just imagine that you are making a lot of PowerPoint presentations.
Mm-hmm. This is a total PowerPoint presentation company. I love it. Sounds like they're being really sustainable. Nothing says sustainability like dumping 8,000 gallons of carcinogenic chemicals into the city of Philadelphia's source of drinking water.
I need them to like take the Reformation route and send a sustainability report quarterly.
Yeah, they should have a pop-up shop with merch and use, and why not just make some of
dead
those
stock.
Materials. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna, yeah, a C plus.
Okay.
Because Norfolk Southern, I think also there's something incredibly sinister about a train derailing in like what I think to be a town of 2,000 people is not like a bustling metropolis. And I would highly doubt that those people yearn to live within a mile of this like industrial train track.
Right. But I will say, when for the Norfolk, and I think this had to do with the visibility of what happened, I think the president or whoever was is in charge of Norfolk, like, sat down and had a town hall and vowed to clean up what they did and put the well-being of the people who were affected. Like, I watched a press conference,
mm-hmm.
and there was at least a level of accountability. We have yet to see what the fallout from all of this is, but I appreciated that. I think that because there was so much exposure about what happened, they couldn't dust it under the rug, and they had to sort of like be more forward facing with it.
They do, but
and I'm not being an apologist for
you're shilling for they've gotten her. You inked a deal right before this recording with Norfolk, with BlackRock.
Use code niche.
Use code niche to get 20% off of your butyl acetate. Butyl acrylate. A great material. Wait, but Norfolk Southern, they have to say, they dipped out of a town hall early on because they were like, we're actually really scared for our safety, so we cannot show up to this thing. Which I was like, that's an incredible move.
It's dark.
To say to the town of 2,000 poor people that you just like dumped cancerous chemicals like in their creeks, in their backyard. Also, the fact that you could see that spill from space, that bumps it up on the ratings.
And then you just think about the people who have put down roots in this home, in this town. This is where their home is. This is where their money is invested. And there isn't really another option. Like, it is.
And they can't, like, it's not like they can just relocate, right, and be like, oh, I, that's fine, I'll move to Cleveland. Like,
but they should be able to. Like, my wish, my hope, is that Norfolk is like, we're building a new town.
Yeah, we're built. Well, but they also need to go
mansions
way far away.
Yeah, really far away.
They need to relocate everyone to like whatever one of those towns is, on like the greatest places to like work from home with like high fiber internet, like Kansas City or somewhere.
Yeah, I want
to
get them to get like a Don't Worry Darling type town.
Yeah, they should get like a... Norfolk Southern should make a small town in somewhere in Kansas, and it's all McMansions.
Not sinister, though. Like, it's actually a beautiful place to live.
It would always be a little bit sinister.
Everything
is
always a little bit sinister.
But for every good thing they do, another really fucked up thing happens. So, like, the most recent news as of a couple days ago is that a video recording in the train cab that could have provided crucial information about the derailment was largely recorded over and now is lost. Convenient.
What do you know?
The head of the agency investigating the crash says. So I'm just saying, these companies are so fucked. And Norfolk Southern gets an A for me.
It's an A.
The fact that you can see it from space, it's affecting 2,000 people who don't know what the long-term effects will be. People who are not of financial means to like relocate
or
move.
The videos of the dogs.
Dogs died. Chickens died. Pets were just walking outside and dropping dead. That's a living in daylight horror. And it's affecting drinking water for three different states. So that's an A. Eco disaster.
Oof. This next one. She's famous.
Mm-hmm.
Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E, Hinkley groundwater contamination from 1952 to 1966.
PG&E's Hinkley Natural Gas Compressor Station in California leaked chromium-6, a toxic chemical, into the local groundwater. The contamination led to serious health issues for local residents and became the basis for the movie Erin Brockovich. So Hollywood got in on it. There was a movie that gets points. I think leaking and trying to cover up for over 10 years.
Deeply sinister.
Yeah.
It had that small town
pulling
at your heartstrings.
Yeah.
I interviewed Erin Brockovich once.
Goals.
She was amazing. Did an episode of That's So Retrograde. Erin Brockovich was the guest. She is so inspiring. And of course, me at the end had to go. So.
You had to ask the hard-hitting question.
I'm basically a journalist. So what is Tom Girardi like? And have you met Erica Jane? So here's the thing. This never actually made it into the episode because I was listening back and I was like, oh my gosh, this episode was so impactful. I was so inspired by it. Of course, I'm going to like drop it down a notch by like bringing it to Housewives, which obviously in
why
my soul,
you?
Why wouldn't I? But like, I don't know. It was like the convo ran long and I was like, we can cut this.
You're ahead of your time though with that question.
The fact I can't find that recording. I've gone back to look countless times because her response was something like this. It was very much like, Tom's going to Tom, like that kind of thing. And then Erica, I was like, you know, when I asked about Erica, she was like, huh, she's a trip. Like, it was like one of those sort of, like, she didn't use those words, but it was that energy. And that's my Erin Brockovich story.
I love that. I wish that had stayed in the original recording.
Really, I don't regret much, but that is, I live with that regret to this day.
And you know what? That's a lesson for anyone listening to don't doubt yourself.
No.
Don't second guess your creative instincts. If you want to ask a fighter
warrior.
Of justice, a true justice warrior about her brush with one of the Real Housewives, that's your right as an American citizen to ask.
Okay, so she has this thing called, on her website, Brockovich.com, called the Community Health Book, which enables you and your community to post and share information about your water, land, and air issues in your own backyard. And so she's basically doing the work, got off her ass, but look at these pictures people are posting. It is truly sinister. It's basically countless photos of brown water mapped out around the country.
I mean, yeah, there's a crisis happening and that shouldn't be the case. You pay, this is like a utility. You should have clean drinking water, bare minimum. I have to give this also the Tom Girardi connection and like, he is a profiteer off of like disasters, corporate disasters in particular. And I'm sure that he's not the only person that's done shit like that to his clients. I'd give the PG&E one. I'd give it an A too.
I give it an A. Definitely move. Like it has a Tom Girardi component.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood treatment.
It still is incredibly culturally relevant. It has staying power.
And Julia Roberts won an Oscar for the movie.
Yeah. So that all in all is an A plus. When are we going to get the Ohio train derailment movie?
Who would star? Florence Pugh.
I could see that, or even like Brie Larson. I could see Brie throwing her hat in the ring to get involved.
She said she needed work, so.
I know. She said she doesn't have a place to live and she doesn't know where her next job is coming from, so.
But you know what? She does have a catalog of YouTube content.
She's on YouTube?
Brie Larson?
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
That's your next haul.
That is the next haul. Yeah, I could see Brie and Flo.
Pete Davidson.
You know what? Celebrities, I think this is a great opportunity, the Norfolk Southern, and like the silver lining that we're not all taking into effect but really need to think about is that celebrities love a chance to like LARP as poor working class, the everyman, the everywoman just trying to get by. So this is going to give them...
I feel like Jesse Plemons would be good in it.
Oh, yeah. Whoever's lucky enough to land the starring roles of the Norfolk Southern story it's going to be great for them and could be a potential Oscar vehicle. So look at the, keep that in mind when you're getting darked out. Look at the bright side and think about what celebrities will boost their careers off of this horrific national tragedy.
Yeah, it's an important thing to take stock on.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to switch into some coal and ash spills.
Okay, okay.
Because I didn't realize that, like, those could also happen and fuck a lot of shit up.
Yeah.
So the Martin County coal slurry spill, this was in Martin County, Kentucky. A impoundment owned by Massey Energy released over 300 million gallons of coal slurry into local rivers and streams.
And in case anybody's wondering what a coal slurry is, vocabulary word, is a mixture of solids, mined coal and coal waste, mixed with liquids, which can be water or organic liquid produced by a coal preparation plant.
Okay. So it's a bit of trash coal, a bit of active coal.
It's got it all.
But when you're drinking this coal instead of clearing out your charcoal system. Yeah, it's not activated charcoal, which I would love to get an explanation of, like, how that's very different. This isn't like you put, like, a little stick of coal in your dog's water bowl and call it a day.
The spill killed aquatic life, contaminated drinking water, and impacted the local economy.
I think another thing that boosts a rating when it comes to, like, a small town, especially, is that, like, you're making it so that people who are not well off can't work. So that's, like, an extra layer of evil. Some people's houses just got washed away by the coal slurry, which is fun for them.
Can you imagine the coal slurry took it down?
Yeah. You think you're safe living in inland in Kentucky, you have a gorgeous house along a river, you just are, like, enjoying your, like, country life, and then 300 million gallons of coal slurry comes along and ruins everything 10 years later.
And then what was the ramifications from the Martin County coal slurry spill? Like, did anybody get in trouble?
It was 306 million gallons, not 300. Sent slurry down the Tug Fork River. By morning, Wolf Creek was oozing with black waste. On Coldwater Fork, a 10-foot wide stream became a 100-yard expanse of slurry. The spill, which contained arsenic and mercury, killed everything in the water. It was over 5 feet deep in places, covered in residents' yards, polluted hundreds of miles of the Big Sandy River, and got into the Ohio River, affected the water supply for over 27,000 residents. All aquatic life in Coldwater Fork and Wolf Creek was killed. It was 30 times larger than the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Wow, we were right to give that one a B. This one spilled 12 million gallons. It was one of the worst environmental disasters. 2000,
just imagine.
Ever.
It's the height of the boy bands.
Mm-hmm.
Britney's in the mix. Christina.
This was not on my radar whatsoever.
I was watching TRL.
Yeah. We had all just survived Y2K and we're about to just, like, go into, like, Christmas time 2000. And in less than a year, 9/11.
And we don't even know.
Yeah. It was one of the worst environmental disasters ever in the southeastern United States, according to the EPA. In 2001, the EPA ordered Massey Energy to clean up and restore the damaged areas. I love that, like, months would go by and then finally someone's like,
you've gotta handle it.
We are ordering you to clean this up. Imagine spilling something.
Imagine living with yourself.
Ooh, here's a fun fact. U.S. Secretary of Labor Elaine Chao, wife of Senator Mitch McConnell, oversaw the Mine Safety and Health Administration at the time. In 2002, a federal penalty of $5,600 was paid or was levied against Massey Energy, and someone paid it. I love.
Like that's an angel investor?
Just like they were like, you guys, that was not cool, and we're going to give you a penalty of $5,600 for this spill. You better pay it. And they said, fine, we'll pay it. Then, when the Bush administration came into power, they cut the investigation short because Massey was a very generous donator to the Republican Party. And I'm not trying to make this political because I think everyone gets donations from all of these places. I don't think it's like Republican versus Democrat when it comes to
it's bipartisan
eco disasters. Yeah. And that is why I love eco disasters so much, because it's not a political thing. Yeah. So wiping out wildlife in not one, but two rivers, contaminating 27,000 people's drinking water,
getting off
pretty much scot-free, having to be ordered to clean it up, and then being like, fine.
A minus.
Yeah, that's an A minus. It's going to get eclipsed, though, by the next ash spill.
Oof.
Tennessee Valley Authority's Kingston Fossil Plant experienced a massive coal ash spill, releasing more than a billion gallons of coal ash slurry into the Emory and Clinch Rivers in Tennessee. It destroyed homes, polluted rivers, and threatened local ecosystems. So this one, I would say even worse.
2008, the Kingston Fossil Plant coal ash spill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it began sometime between midnight and 1 a.m. on December 22nd, 2008. So just a few days before Christmas. That bumps the rating up.
Mm-hmm.
When the dike surrounding the ash containment dewatering pond broke. The spill consisted of an initial large wave, which lasted for approximately 1 minute, followed by a series of smaller consecutive waves breaking away and sliding that occurred over a period of 1 hour. It released a 1.7 million cubic yards of sludge and expanded into what was estimated to be about 5.4 million cubic yards by Christmas Day.
Oh.
Covered surrounding land was 6 feet of sludge. It was largely a rural area, but it caused a mud flow wave, covered 12 homes, pushing one entirely off its foundation. That is just a fun thing to experience right before Christmas. Caused damage to 42 residential properties, washed out a road, ruptured a major gas line, so created more eco disaster, obstructed a rail line, downed trees, broke a water main, destroyed power lines. No one was injured, but it was 3 times bigger than the previous sludge spill.
One thing a takeaway that I'm getting is to like live by a river is not advised.
Well, especially in like Tennessee or Kentucky. Southeastern United States river living.
Something I'm learning. I always, as someone who strives to live by a body of water, I'm rethinking
all water, because it seems like it. I'm like, where I need to live in New Zealand. I think that's the only place left with some trustworthy water.
To literally be like up by an aquifer.
Yeah, I think Italy is an option.
Yep.
New Zealand is an option. Fiji, as we discussed, too much drama. So it's looking like, yeah, that's the last place.
Those are the top two.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give that an A+.
Okay.
Just for the sheer volume.
I'm just going to give it an A because it never got the Hollywood treatment. And I feel like that's really...
Yeah, we could definitely use some like... coal sludge
for visibility,
and I think that's an untapped resource. Yeah. For Hollywood
suggestion box.
Yeah.
What about the Taylor Energy oil spill of 2004?
Okay, this one is my absolute favorite one. This is an A+ oil spill. It began in 2004, but the great news about this spill is that it's still spilling to this day. It's never not been spilling since it started to spill. So it's just like you can trust every day when you wake up, you can ask yourself, is the Taylor Energy oil spill still going? And you can say, yes, it
is. Like if you're having a case of the blahs and you want to bring it yourself down another notch, just think about this.
Yeah. So in 2004, Hurricane Ivan caused an undersea mudslide in the Gulf of Mexico. Shout out to the Gulf of Mexico. I truly don't understand how anyone lives there because all I hear about are oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico. Damaging a cluster of oil wells owned by the Taylor Energy Company, the mudslide buried the wells under sediment and caused the platform to topple, leading to oil leaks that have continued for years. Despite Taylor Energy's efforts to cap the wells, the spill remained largely unaddressed and underreported for several years. So basically, Taylor Energy knew that it was spilling, but they were like, we tried to deal with this, but we like can't really get a handle on it. But don't worry, because it's just spilling like 20 gallons a day. I love being like, that's like telling your friend, like, don't. Under what circumstances would you tell anyone that has something leaking into like their living space? You're like, don't worry, it's just leaking. Like
Taylor Energy is like, chic, c'est la vie. Mm-hmm. C'est bon.
In 2015, the scope of the spill became more widely known. So 11 years after the spill, someone was like, someone we need to like get some
took
money
to Twitter,
like, research this shit. And they estimated that about 4,500 gallons of oil were leaking daily, contradicting Taylor Energy's claims of only a few gallons per day. In the years since, the spill has been recognized as one of the longest running and most significant offshore oil spills in U.S. history. They've been trying to clean this spill up, but like because it was destroyed by like a natural disaster, it's very complicated. So basically, they finally told Taylor Energy, like, you have to like build a like essentially like a dome around this to like try and contain this spill that can like never be stopped. So I think the dome has been completed, but it's just still spilling. And I don't know how you make like a spill-proof dome.
I just don't understand how the minds of the current era have figured out electric cars. They've figured out TikTok. They figured out ChatGPT, and they can't figure out how to stop something like this.
Because this is something that doesn't affect the people who make money off of it negatively. The people who benefit from all of this are so rich that they're never going to get cancer from like their drinking water being contaminated, and they're never going to like not be able to work because of fucking plume of like latex of like butyl acrylate like exploded in their backyard, and then people were like, you got to go. Like that just doesn't happen. So all of these places where this happens are people that either have too much going on. I mean, it's like you or I, we wake up every day and have like shit to do. So you kind of don't think about these things. And then I think these companies just trust that you kind of won't think about them and you'll just kind of let it go.
Business as usual.
Yeah. But one of my favorite things, and I think what makes this spill so iconic, is not that it's still spilling, but after the spill, the guy who owned this, and it's a private company, Mr. Taylor, died, left the company to his wife, Mrs. Taylor, who's like one of the richest people in New Orleans and or in Louisiana, and like is very well recognized for her like philanthropy and stuff. She was like, I don't want this company. I don't want to deal with it. She sold it for over $1 billion. I think while the spill was happening and while they were underreporting the spill, the company sold. They sold a bunch of their oil refineries. Then when this was getting figured out by people that the spill was happening and they were ordered to like, you've got to like clean this shit up. Like what the fuck? The company spent tons of money on legal fees to like fight the cleanup and like prolong, just like stall the courts and like argue about who's going to pay for the cleanup, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, this is just still spilling the whole time. Then they created a trust for the company that was specifically like all the money in this trust was supposed to be spent on containing and like cleaning up the spill and figuring it out. Because that was a privately owned company and the cleanup was like a business expense, Mrs. Taylor got to write off all of that on her taxes and as an expense, and got a tax refund that year of $30 million. And her tax write-offs from the cleanup have been so high. Like, she's written off like hundreds of millions of dollars in like bad business debts or whatever. And she does not she has not had to pay a cent of federal income tax. And likely, I don't know if she's still alive. She might be. She's really old now. For the rest of her life won't. So she got to sell a company, take all the profits, then get a tax refund and never have to pay taxes again. So she...
And also not have to shoulder any responsibility.
Yeah. So so to continue to spill and then to make money off of this spill and actually have it be like a profitable thing for you, that's incredible on many, many levels.
Imagine being the guest at the dinner party who just continues to spill.
Every time something comes out in liquid form, you're spilling it the entire time and refusing to clean it up. So, and even when you go to the bathroom, you're pissing all over the toilet seat, all over the floor. You are like clogging the sink. Not only you've clogged the toilet's overflowing. You're clogging the sink. The sink is overflowing. You're going back to the table, leaving like
wine wet bottles. Footprints.
Maybe you knocked over accidentally like a vase. Yeah, a vase that's spilling. You're destroying someone's house and you're kind of just like, what? Like this... Like, don't look at me. They're like, please clean it up. Or they're like, please just leave. How about? But then you don't leave and you continue to walk into every room and spill every liquid you can. Then you walk outside, turn on a hose, bring the hose inside and just start spraying down the walls of their house, spilling everywhere.
And then you actually say, actually, I've been inconvenienced and I should be getting a kickback.
Yeah. Then you like somehow make money off of you going through every room of their house with the hose. Then finally they sue you and they're like, you have to clean up my house. Like, you destroyed it. And you're like, fight them in court for years about it. Then finally you're like, fine, I'll like set some money aside to clean it up. But you end up then getting out of paying taxes for the rest of your life. It's insane.
I kind of want an accountant wreck.
Iconic spill. And if you look at this woman, I was reading on a website that was like reporting on her tax history, and she was posed on a couch next to a leopard that she'd shot on safari. And I was like, this is
always on safari.
My queen. This woman has got it all figured out. And people are like, she's a saint because she's donated so much money. But I think that's part of the thing that you do.
That's part of the grift.
Is you spill for in perpetuity for the rest of human existence. I guess you spill, but you also donate a little bit.
Well, you leave the scene of the spill crime and you go to the gala.
Yeah. I was like, she really is that bitch.
Jeez. Yeah. A plus.
Girl boss, A plus spill. The hottest spill in town, still spilling. So yeah, we didn't even get to haul all the things on the list, but that is, again, just the tip of the melting iceberg that is toxic waste spilling everywhere.
How are we feeling? Vibe check.
My vibe is surprisingly uplifted. There's something I take a lot of pleasure in knowing about all the spills.
I feel educated.
Yeah.
I feel the need to self-soothe. Mm-hmm. I feel the need to baby mode.
Yeah. I'm going to lay for a bit after this. I'm going to eat a little bit of Goop Kitchen leftovers. Probably go on the Daily Mail for a second. But I'm also going to feel... I've never killed an animal. Certainly have never killed a person. I've never caused anyone to have to move.
You've never spilled and not cleaned up after yourself?
I've never in my entire life spilled a thing and not cleaned up after myself. In fact, my spill cleanup is so on point. I will clean up after other people's spills. And my company has never endangered anyone. So... for that, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's actually, we're giving ourselves a little boost.
Yeah, I pay quite a bit of federal and state taxes.
So much.
And I don't have a pair of $600 sweatpants. Would I like more money? Yes, but if someone told me you have to kill a whale in order to have $1 million, I don't think I could do that. But these are all things to think about.
There really are. There's a lot to ponder here today.
There's so much to ponder.
But thank you guys all for joining us. And
we'll see you on the next haul.
Yeah, absolutely. I was trying to think of something to close it that like was profound and thoughtful and like added some levity to today's. I've got nothing. So thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhals and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you loved today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok @this_is_too_niche.